We plan a hike to Veia, an abandoned village. The Spanish countryside has hundreds of ghost villages like Veia, many in the province of Soria. The original inhabitants moved to larger towns for work, leaving behind the homelands where their family lived and farmed the land for generations, growing wheat, tending to cows, sheep or pigs. Villages empty, left to crumble. This ghost village phenomenon, as it's known, is likely to continue in Spain. There's no road, and Veia can only be reached by following a mule path along the river Linares through spectacular rocky escarpment. The track is lined with ancient stones and carefully constructed stone walls and bridges. Along the path, several ruined water mills add to the desolate atmosphere. The backdrop looks inhospitable, but has a strangely evocative beauty. Clambering through an old mill wakes up a small colony of insectivorous bats. They've taken advantage of the abandoned building for protection from the elements. The ceiling beams in the old building still show signs of being hand-hewn from big logs. After a couple of hours, we cross the river to reach the hamlet. Shoes off, braving the painfully icy water to navigate slippery stones. Around the settlement, there are many stone terraces with old fruit and olive trees, resisting the invasion of the oak forest. The village reveals itself slowly, nestled in old gardens on steep, hilly ground. More watermills, a church, and many, many houses. In the end, its inaccessibility became too much to bear, and in the 1960s, the original inhabitants left to find somewhere else to live, on a road and with television reception. We're like kids let loose in a playground, scattering in different directions to uncover the melancholic magic of Veia. Some things are best experienced alone and silently. Looking inside the buildings, many things have been left behind. A single iron bed stands in a blue-painted room, a child's bedroom. The walls have drawings and pencil lines documenting the growth chart of a child. The last record was made in 1962, and the height of the child is 1 metre and 22 centimetres. The church, which I imagine was the centre of Veia's public life only decades ago, is slowly and sadly disintegrating. For centuries, the parishioners would have volunteered their time and effort to keep this lovely building in tip-top shape. Now it is left to withstand the elements without human help. Eventually, after exploring the old houses, I'm the first to arrive at what might have been the main square, now a flat, grassy patch of land surrounded by houses and the church. A door creaks open and a dog comes running out as fast as it can on three legs. So Veia is not a ghost village after all. Moments later, a bearded young man in his mid-twenties looms above me on a rock ledge. Bienvenido a Veia, he greets me quite formally in Spanish. Do you need anything? Water, maybe? We're fine, thanks, I tell him. But my interest has been piqued. What's such a young guy and his dog doing in the middle of a ghost town? Do you live here? I ask. Yes, I've been here for a year and 3 months now, with my girlfriend. She's not here today. I notice that some houses nearby have new windows and doors. Perhaps adventurers, new age hippies, loners, or the homeless are using this place to live a cheap, sustainable life. There's no electricity or running water other than the river below. My name's Erna. What's yours? It feels surreal to be doing formal introductions in the middle of a ghost town. I'm Javier, and my dog is Rosa. Do you grow everything you need here? I'm bursting with curiosity. Javier looks like a starry-eyed dreamer from a bygone era. I imagine him writing poetry and playing the Spanish guitar in the stone house behind him. Yes, we live from the land around us. There are old orchards we've revived and we grow our vegetables. We get some supplies from town and barter for the things we need with our extra fruit. Eventually, Alex arrives at the square after a good look around, and he too gets to meet the dreamy figure on the rock ledge above us. Reluctantly, we say goodbye, but perhaps Javier is glad to go back to writing love sonnets for his girlfriend or whatever romantic pursuit he was engaged in before we disturbed the peace.